Vegan, because we know murder is a heinous crime.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Naše programy nabízejí více jazyků. Prosím, navštivte suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So a lot of people come to UK and Sweden now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, it's good. Like that, we have a mix of culture and people become more tolerant and more understanding of each other. Look how tolerant England is, you know, because they have learned from so many different sources.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Salam means hello in Azerbaijani, the official language of Azerbaijan. My name is Zahra. The outstanding Azerbaijani wish to have virtuous friends like you who help make this world a more beautiful place to live in. The Azerbaijan Democratic Republic is a beautiful country located in southwestern Asia. Rising in the north are the Great Caucasus Mountains with their snow-capped peaks, alpine lakes, tundra, and forests. In the nation's center, the Kura River flows through the large lowland. Azerbaijan also hosts UNESCO-listed sites like the medieval old city in the capital Baku and Gobustan Reserve with its thousands of prehistoric rock art pieces. To preserve the environment, the Azeri government sponsors large-scale tree planting as well as eco-corridors of the Caucasus, a program that links protected land across countries. Azeri youth are also part of environmental groups like EcoFront. Their enthusiastic efforts have brought success and expanded involvement in projects that restore nature and preserve wildlife. Today's Azerbaijan is a harmonious blend of traditional culture and modern life. As both a democratic and secular Muslim country, its citizens proudly value their multiculturalism and tolerance for all beliefs. Time-honored music styles like Mugam are still performed across the land. At the same time, the capital city Baku is graced with buildings like the Heydar Aliyev Cultural Center, whose curved design symbolizes the connection of past and present. We were honored to introduce incredible Azerbaijan to you, cherished viewers. We pray for a world that is filled with love and happiness for all beings. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurant Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Be Your Children's Best Friend, Part 5 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on January 7, 2006 in Surrey, UK.
I was thinking, I'm not sure if I want to stay. You know, for example, if I buy it, I have to consider how long I want to stay. I really do want to stay or not. You see what I mean? And when you want to sell it, it takes a long time. Maybe, maybe not. It depends, you know? And then you're stuck. And I don't really like houses at all. I don't. If I don't have you disciple, I just stay in hotel. Just a room in a hotel, good enough. And they clean your room, they change. I change sheets, change everything every day. I don't have to do anything. It's not that expensive. Of course it is. Consider that if you put that, like in 10 years, you can buy a house. Better, of course. But it's not the house that I want, you know? Convenience. But because I have you, I have dogs, I have, you know? So sometimes it's all connected with each other. You and my dogs. Oh. My pets cost me so much. You number one and they number two. Yeah. I don't mean just money, huh? Time and detached. Meant. Oh, the houses in England are really expensive, huh? For that price, you can buy a nice house in elsewhere. Maybe even Bulgaria or Croatia. Oh, they are very cheap.
At the same time, you make a lot of money when you buy here.
Buy here and make a lot of money?
Yeah, you make money when you buy property here, and then you don't make the same when you buy in other countries.
How do you know? Well, you don't sell it tomorrow, we sell it next 10 years.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking generally about the market. Yeah.
What for we buy it and we don't want to make money? Nobody really cares to make money. Yeah, can, but you know what I mean is if we want to have a good land and anything, huh? Yeah, they're so cheap over there. Even in Spain, they're much cheaper than here.
Yeah. In France as well.
France as well, yeah, it's true. It's true. How come it's just a few minutes away? I mean, a few thousand minutes away. It's so big difference. Why is that? Because England is small or what? Why do we go to a small place to stay? I don't know. Why? Tell me why. Yeah, but why not Belgium or why not France? Do we have a lot of disciples?
We got the pound sterling.
Who cares about that? Really? Because of the pound?
I think it's maybe because the people are very well educated here, and so
yeah.
People make a lot of money, and people are attracted to those places because they also want to make a lot of money, and then there's a lot of demand for places to live, and that is pushing up the price.
I don't know, in France you can also make money.
Spain's got nicer weather.
Yeah, nicer weather, yeah. Just we don't have many brother and sister, yes?
I think it's the language. Because
language?
English. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's easier, right?
Yeah.
Mm, easy to learn, huh?
Yeah.
If you go to France, Mon Dieu! De la maison! Camembert! Camembert! Yeah, yeah. Even though I know French, but I have to confess to you that when I was in France, it was very tiring to speak French. For me, you know? The pronunciation. C'est très dur. C'est formidable. Yes, it's, you know, like when I make a poem in English, it's so smooth and easy, you know, no tongue twisting a lot. And when I translate it into French, oh, mon Dieu. C'est dur. It was so difficult. And when you read it up, it was not, it's nice after you have to change a lot and make it into nice French. But still, when you read it, it's more difficult than reading English, even if you know both languages. Yeah. So it's the English, it's the language, is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Is it true?
Yes.
It's yeah. Because of the exposure of the vacation.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's true also because the British have expanded. Yeah, expanded the territory all over the world. And it's not only that, but because they have left a very good impression after they left. So they probably have treated people nicer than other colonizing empires. So the people still trust the English and come back to live in there. Is that what it is, maybe? Yeah?
And also there's more job opportunities.
More job opportunities?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes, in London, especially in London.
Yeah? What kind of jobs we have there?
Compared to other countries like France, because a lot of like Spanish and Italian and French come to London especially,
mm-hmm.
and looking for job because they say it's more difficult to get a job in the country.
Are they sure about that? Yeah?
Yeah, one agent told me that there was more jobs than people available.
In London?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, good news. Are you kidding? But I still see unemployment. How much percent?
No, it's jobs that mainly in the service industry.
Ah.
Like what?
Waitressing, uh-huh. restaurants, and retail.
And then who cares? As long as you have a job. Yeah?
I think the government's quite clever. Like a while ago, the doctors were being paid a lot of money, and then they made it so that doctors from other countries could easily get a visa to come and work here. Mm-hmm. So then there was an oversupply of doctors, so then the government had to pay less mm-hmm. for the doctors. And I think the government watches what skills they need, and they make it easy for people to come and live here.
Same in America or Australia, huh? Yeah, maybe that's why. Also, the language is easier to learn, huh? Than maybe Spanish or French, right? Yeah.
Still get more benefits.
Like more benefits?
From NHS as well.
Yeah, from the security office?
From the national
health. Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have this as well. Even if you don't work, you still can get taken care of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's also I have to say. How about in France? They don't have that?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Then why? Yeah, then why? It's the same here? It's a language? Well, I have to say also, English is easier.
Yes.
And maybe, I don't know, what, more casual or something? More kind? Or not? No? Same? The English is more casual, right?
Yeah. More tolerant.
Tolerant?
I think more.
Go what?
Accommodating.
More accommodating.
And I think it's a good place to learn. There's a lot of, for me, my experience is really good with learning.
Learning what?
College.
Anything?
Comparison to my country.
Oh, okay. What is your country?
Brazil.
Oh, Brazil?
Yeah.
Okay, of course it's different. It's far away. South America.
And there's lots of Brazilians coming now to England.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's easy?
Just to come here. Uh-huh. No, very difficult, but they're all coming because the situation there is really horrible.
But how do they come here if it's difficult? Just come and stay?
Well, they come to try and find work.
Understand.
And they do, like, work in cinemas, cleaning. Mm-hmm. But they're dreading to go back to Brazil because it's a really bad situation.
How about you? Are you okay? Visa?
No.
Now you're okay?
No, just about. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oof. Now you're okay, huh? Make sure, huh? Because to stay somewhere illegally is very bad. Not that I encourage the border of every nation. The world should not have any border anyway. But maybe the situation right now is maybe still necessary. Maybe not. I don't know. People are so worried, like, if no border, everybody can go to England or everybody go where and that's what, you know? But I'm not sure about that because... I heard that, for example, before many countries joined together to become European Union, and then they say to each other that everyone could travel freely from one country to the next, and then later they worry that some poor countries would overwhelm France or whatever, Germany. I don't remember what country. So they just stop it. But Ireland did not stop. It just keeps the promise so that people can travel if they want to go to Ireland. But not too many people go to Ireland either, you know.
Lots of people, Master.
A lot, but I mean, it's not like, not like overwhelming, you know.
150,000 Polish people in the last year.
Polish people.
Yeah, 3% of the population.
Yeah. Yeah. 3% of the whole population.
Yeah, already in a year.
Ah, well, you need more people.
100,000 Chinese.
Yeah.
Every country in the world.
But that's not that much. Even then, not everybody, not like the whole Romania or whatever country will all go to Ireland. Many other countries, they had this opportunity, but it's only 150,000 people came. Maybe they will come more, but maybe not. Maybe that's all there is. Not like all of the other countries all go to Ireland. And for example, like Hungary, it's not a rich country. But I've seen not many people want to go to other countries to work. No, I don't see that. I don't see many Hungarians around. Even in our group, there's only one, and he came from Mongolia. Originally, he just stayed in Hungary for a while. So it depends, you know? It's not because it's poor people will all go there. It's not that. Because, for example, 150,000, it's not just from one country. It's from different countries, so there's not much from each country. From the whole Europe, there's not much. Yeah. And the Chinese, of course, you cannot say anything about the Chinese. Chinese, what can we say? Huh? They go anywhere. But I'm not sure it's because you open the gate and everybody will come. It depends, you know, if they have affinity with that country or they like it or not. Yeah? So only Irish open, eh?
Ireland, UK and Sweden.
Okay. So a lot of people come to UK and Sweden now?
Yeah.
In Sweden.
Yeah? Well, it's good. Like that, we have a mix of culture and people become more tolerant and more understanding of each other. Look how tolerant England is, you know, because they have learned from so many different sources. They have been expanding their kingdom before, and for that they also learn a lot. See? Learn a lot from different cultures, and that's why they respect and tolerate, because they know there are good things everywhere, and you can learn things from every country. They don't feel superior to any race or people on the planet, because they have learned, they have been there, and they have known things from different countries that are respectable, that are very awesome, and that's a very worth of learning and worth of their experiences. Yeah, so they don't just go there to colonize it, but meanwhile they also learn something. That's why they grow. The English people, they grow, they have become more tolerant, and they also learn a lot of things. So they mix well with other races of people, and that's why they're beloved everywhere. Yeah, the English passport is respected more than many other countries in the world. You have British passport, it's easier to go many places because of that. English people, they're open. Yeah. Because for many centuries of going abroad and back and back and forth and learning from different cultures. That's good like that. Okay, anything else? No? Winter, the time's so short, eh? I out of a window, 3 o'clock, so dark already. How about Belgium? Is that the same?
Yeah.
Belgium the same? Who is it? Same?
Yeah.
Why? All Europe like that? No, except France, Spain. Until when? Until 6?
1 hour difference, so it's a bit more.
No, it has nothing to do with
the
it.
Summers are very long.
Yeah, summer here is long, long everywhere.
Summer,
it's daylight, it's like until 10. Yeah, everywhere. Summer is like that. Even in America, except Alaska, eh? I don't know about that. Summer in Alaska is long also. And winter, 6 hours daylight. Here we have 8 hours daylight. So big deal, 2 hours difference. Not much, is it, huh?
Esteemed viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Be Your Children's Best Friend, Part 5 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is The Existence of a Supreme Intelligent Creator Established from the Divine Plan of the Ages by Charles Taze Russell, Part 2 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May we all live in harmony and happiness.
Vegan, because we remember what the saints taught us.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.